This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. In our never-ending quest to make this economy and its inner workings more user-friendly, here with some buzzwords ripe for dissection.
International demand for cryptocurrencies.
That's what Bitcoin has done.
I could care less what Bitcoin trades
for. Blockchain is a huge area.
God bless blockchain.
Bitcoin, blockchain, cryptocurrency, often celebrated, sometimes in the same sentence, as the new thing. But really, they are different things. So for today's installment of our series, Kai Explains, we're going to take it slow.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
You recently asked what's going on with this economy.
So how do these two concepts work together?
First point of confusion.
Many people think about Bitcoin as being blockchain, but they're not really the same thing.
That's Janine Hightower-Solito. She's the managing director of operations at a cryptocurrency exchange called Gemini.
Blockchain is technology.
A type of software.
While Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies are applications of that technology.
Okay, now that we've cleared that up, let's talk about Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency, the very first cryptocurrency in point of fact.
And certainly by far the largest cryptocurrency that exists today.
But there's also Ethereum, Tether, Litecoin, Binance Coin, Dash, Ripple, Monero, Zcash. I could go on and on. And on and on. By some estimates, there are more than 2,000 of these things. Anybody can make one because they are essentially just
creating a digital representation of value and transmitting that value digitally.
Let's talk about value for a second, though, and what that actually means. For all its flaws, the thing upon which the entire financial system rests is trust. Trust that if I buy something from, say, Amazon, dollars will get added to Amazon's bank account and subtracted from mine. Trust that a U.S. dollar, even if I never see it, even if it's just a greenback in my digital bank account, trust that it's worth something. The promise of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies is in making that transaction happen without banks, without credit card companies, without the dollar, in fact. Instead of trust, the system is built on
the blockchain.
Laura Shin is a cryptocurrency journalist with two podcasts on the topic and a forthcoming book as well.
You can think of blockchain technology as kind of like a Google spreadsheet.
A file living on the internet that multiple people can edit at the same time.
And what I mean by that is that, first of all, it is a ledger.
A list of transactions, basically.
Which I know does not sound very exciting. However, it is a very new and novel type of ledger. It's definitely improved upon the ledgers of yore.
The ledgers of yore, the old-fashioned kind, are typically individual ledgers. Each bank has a record for each of its customers. Blockchain is really different.
Now, with a blockchain, instead, you have just one ledger. And anybody in the world can look at the state of this ledger at any given time.
That right there is the thing that's important about blockchain technology. Instead of the ledger living on one bank's hard drive, it lives on everybody's hard drive. The term of art is that it's distributed across the network.
And so essentially you're replacing these trusted third parties with software.
The thing about blockchain, the trust software, is that it's bigger than just Bitcoin. Sandra Rowe is CEO of the Global Blockchain Business Council.
Bitcoin was the first and a very important use case, but blockchain itself has many, many use cases.
There are a bunch of companies, even governments now actually, trying to use blockchain for other things.
Healthcare, identity, tracking and tracing, food safety, improving government trust, allowing for people to see for themselves information in a more timely fashion.
You are going to keep hearing about this blockchain thing, no matter how you feel about Bitcoin. Speaking of which, by the way, the whole idea we started with, that a dollar has value in and of itself, Bitcoin, the world's most popular cryptocurrency, remember, has lost $3,000, about a third of its value, in the past month. Remember, foreign exchange trading, which I think Bitcoin qualifies as, carries significant risk of loss. You might have heard that someplace.